Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, the leader of Transition Management Advisors, the author of Personal Brilliance, the writer of the new Leadership Normal blog, and our good friend Jim. Welcome back. We're talking about the sin of omission, right, Jim? When we're trying to get our people to do something, we're trying to get our teams, we're having staff meetings, and we're trying to get them to do, we're trying to get them to engage and accept our vision for the company, except we've been leaving stuff out. It reminded me, Jim, while we're off the air, of daughter-in-laws complaining that their mother-in-law gave them a recipe and left a little piece of the recipe out, you know, just so it couldn't quite be as good as her son remembered it being when Mama made it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you know what? You don't want to leave. Go ahead.
Mama cooks are a little mean. I don't think leaders have that intent, but it doesn't come across the same way.
It's the same sin of omission, isn't it?
Right, exactly. Well, and what makes this happen, Jim? You know, everything we do in business is, you know, there's a sense of urgency to it. Just think about your staff meeting as an example. The point of a staff meeting is to say as little about any given bullet point on the agenda as you can so you can move on to the next item. And that's good. That's normal. That's how a good staff meeting should work.
Right.
But when we're talking about leadership and communication, we have to go, you know, a step further. We have to realize, okay, that has its place, but that's not how we always operate.
Do you think we
have to go a little deeper?
Do you think that because of the vociferous way that people conduct these meetings, and want to get them, you know, let's get them done, let's get them over, so we can go back out and sell stuff, That if something is left out unintentionally, they really meant to say it, but the people on the team are so worried that they're going to slow everybody down, or they're going to act stupid, or they're going to think, well, obviously everybody else got that, I didn't get it, that they're afraid to say, hey boss, wait a minute, I don't understand that last part.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about questions before, Jim, together, and I think the biggest issue here is the misconception that lives and thrives as a result of that pace that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have the ability to ask a clarifying question, and so if I'm the leader giving the information, I don't realize that there's confusion.
Right.
So therefore, I think everybody got it. So let's move on. And I'm going to build upon that foundation of information that's crumbling. It's cracking.
And nobody wants to be the one who says, I didn't get it either.
Yeah, I have to make people comfortable being able to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
So how do I do that? Do I say, okay, folks, I've tried to explain myself as much as I could. I may not have gotten it right. If I didn't, now's the time to ask the question.
Well, you can do that at the end. The last slide of your PowerPoint could have like a cutesy graphic that says, any questions? That doesn't work. I'm joking.
Right.
That never works. What we want to do is get into real live examples. So we're talking about X. Now let's use the example where that's going to come into play. Now, do you see how you would work with that? Yes, no, maybe. How about this? Let's go back and forth with the idea, with mm-hmm. the concept, so that we actually can burn it in to the real life of our work and put yourself into the place of that, you know, point of sale person or into the sales call or into the marketing approach or whatever the engineering scenario, whatever that scenario is, let's rip it apart. Let's get down into those details so that we ensure that we have understanding, and we know how to pivot when that real life comes at us in that transactional
mm-hmm.
scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So when the fish is coming to your lure, how do we make sure that you're doing the right thing? You know, do you really understand? You know, back to that example we were using.
Right, my fishing example from the other segment, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. And the thing is, what you have to say is the only thing more expensive than taking too long in our meeting is leaving here with bad information.
Absolutely.
Or incomplete information, right?
Absolutely. So how do we test that communication? You know, how do we make sure that people understand and can use it in the scenario that could come up? And even if it's not the exact scenario they're going to encounter, having processed it that way is going to help them deal with whatever comes up in the real life portion that they're going to encounter out there, you know, in the world. So that's what we're trying to get across. You know, can we go deeper? Can we expand on what we're talking about? Just take it from bullet points into actual scenarios where we can test and get the feedback. And sometimes, Jim, actually make the concept or idea better as we go through that process.
Well, of course. I mean, that's one of the things to point out is that okay, guys, this is my idea. You look to me for the vision of the company. This is what I think, but now's the time to offer your suggestions. And you know, there's some things that are negotiable in this and some things that aren't.
Well, and Jim, you know, I preach being involved as a leader,
right?
And that gets confused so often. Be involved means, well, I'll push the guy out of the way and do his job for him, right? That's how it's interpreted sometimes. But what we're describing is what I really mean by being
right.
involved.
Hey, Jim, I need
your
website. I need your website quickly.
Okay. Yeah, it's jimcantarucci.com.
All right. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.